We'd be remiss if we didn't say that you have here a Gemara, and this Gemara talks about loss of lavoi, and it talks about how a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, and the Umos Olam are going to come. And there's two Umos that the Torah mentions specifically what they are going to tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those are the nations of Roimi and Persia, respectively. Now, who Roimi is Bizman Hazeh? I don't know. But who Paras is Bizman Hazeh is L'chayr, it's pretty obvious. It's the nation of modern-day Iran. And it seems from this Gemara that Iran is going to be Mashchi Malchusayu Ad Asim Meshicha, that they're going to have some incredible shlita on the world, literally until the time that Mashiach is going to come. Ad Kedei Kach, it's Roimi 1, and it's going to be Paras 2. The Gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Everyone knows this Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois." That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we saw incredible miracles. But they're going to pale in comparison to the miracles that the world is going to see. And the Gemara says, "Mashal David mitayim." I'll explain to you what a mashal. The Adam, there was a person shayim halich baderech. He was walking, upaga boizev, and he met a wolf. The nitzal mimenu, he was saved from this wolf. And whoever he met, he says, "You have to hear this story. It's a true story. I'm telling. I'm not exaggerating. I met a wolf and a mice and a half." Upaga bayari. Afterwards, he continued walking, and he met an ari. Nitzal mimenu, and he was saved from the ari as well. He forgot all about the wolf because the fact that he was saved from the ari was unbelievable. Pagabai Nachash. He continued walking, and this time he met a Nachash. I think this guy should check his mezuzahs. But either way, now he encountered a Nachash. V'nitzam imenu. And he was saved from the Nachash as well. Shochach Maisesh Neim. He forgot about the wolf. He forgot about the lion. V'yemesapu v'hoylech Maisesh Nachash. And all he was doing, he was talking about the Nachash. Av kach. Yisrael tzoris achrenes meshakris esarishoinois. And lasad lovi. We're not going to talk anymore about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? As the Pasuk says, lo yomroit chaya. Why? Because the miracles that we're going to see in the end of days are going to pale in comparison. Mitzrayim is going to be like the Maisei Ze'ev. It's going to be like the Maisei Ari compared to what we're going to have, which is the Maisei Nachash. If you take a look at Tosfos, in our Gemara right here, Daf Beis Amid Beis, it's Dibur HaMaschol. The Aru Cheva Ochre Tinyana Dam Yiladoiv. So in the middle of this Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Brachis Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. And Tosfos quotes the Gemara differently. Tosfos says that in the Moshel, after the person met the Ari, he didn't meet a Nachash. You know who he met? He met a Doiv. He met a beer. That was the Girsa that Tosfos had. Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Margolis Ayama, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, says that he found this Girsa in other Rishonim as well, and he says to him, he has Rayas, this was the Girsa Nechayin in the Gemara, that the last animal, the last beast that this person meets in his Mashal, he meets the beer. Who's the beer? That was our Gemara. It's referring to the Parsiim. Sha'oichlin v'shoysin kedoiv, u'misrubolin basa kedoiv, u'migadlin seir kedoiv, ve'in lahem menuchi kedoiv. It's referring to the Parsiim. Now, it's interesting. Tosfos himself already asks that why in the narrative does the beer come after the lion? You would think the lion should come after the beer. And really, it was Negei in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, because the Gemara said, who is the second scariest beast? It was the beer. It's the one that's damiladoiv. Daniel also saw a lion, and that was referring to Bavel. I would have thought the lion should be first. So Tosfos says, no, because you see from the Gemara in Brachis that the doiv is really more dangerous than the bear. But why would he be more dangerous? The lion for sure is a more powerful creature than the bear is, right? I would draft the lion over the bear l'chayr every day of the week. So why then would the doiv be considered the more powerful beast than the lion? Says Tosfos, it's true. The Ari is stronger than the doiv. Mikomakoim doiv who as yoiser. He has more azos. And because he has more azos, it's for that reason he's considered a little bit more dangerous. As a bissel mera mechutzif. And because of that, he is a little higher on the totem pole. It's the azos. It's the fact that they just don't care. They're not spoiled from everything. Very, very interesting. But the bottom line is we have a Gemara that says that Paras is going to be a player in the end of days. We have Tosfos' Girsa here, Avodah Zarah Beis Hamikdash, in the Gemara, well-known Gemara, in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that Ba'achas Hayamim, we're going to be Mesaper the Maaseh Doiv. And who's the Doiv? It's referring to the Persians. So again, you see from here that Paras is playing some big role, Ba'achas Hayamim. The truth is, there's a Medrash. This Medrash is in Esther Rabbah. It's Parsha Aleph Yud Ches. It talks about Paras. Says the Medrash, Lama Kair Noisa Paras, why was the nation of Persia called Persia? Shekibla es Hamalchus Prusais. It's because it received its Malchus Prusais in pieces. Echad bimei Trada, ve echad bimei Adarkion, ve echad la Asud Lavoi. Hado dechsiv, ahoyezeh Sholim Ashur ki Yavoi Barzeno, which is referring to the end of days. But the point is that Paras is called Paras because it received its Malchus Prusais. One of the pieces is loss of love, right? Mitzatel the matzah, one you eat for Amoitzin, the other one we save it for the Afikoyim. And Paras was saved for the Afikoyim. He was saved for the end of days. There's a chelug of Malchus Paras that's going to play a role, loss of love. So loss of love, we know for sure Paras is going to play a role. Now again, we all know the Rambam in the NFL Chesvalach, the Rambam says that any person that tries figuring out based on Zachin, he's making a mistake. He says, don't spend too much time on it because we really don't know what all this means. But at the same time, there's certain things we do know what they mean. And that is for sure, right? We're Megalopanim b'Torah if we don't teach these words this way. On some level, Paras is going to play a role in the end of days. Avodah Zarah Beis, Brachas Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, according to the Girsa that many of the Rishonim had, and Esther Rabbah Aleph Yud Ches, where again and again and again, you seem to see this inyan that La'asad Lava in the end of days, Paras, on some level, is going to be playing a role. I saw in one of the Sifrei HaRamchal, and this is way, way above my pay grade, it's in the Sefer Adab HaMorim, where the Ramchal, he talks a little bit about Paras, who had Shlita over the Yidden in the times of the Purim story. Just like two or three excerpts. He says, Vezeki inyan Parus u'madai nishlam b'Haman. The story of Parus u'madai came to a conclusion by Haman. The whole inyan of Haman is a side. Obviously, we're not going to understand what this means. But what is the side? It's Chevle Moshiach. It's the side of Chevle Moshiach. Says the Ramchal that when Haman was Mekatrik, Lahashmid Laharigu La'abe, and the Yidden found themselves in this incredible Eis Sara, the nature of that Sara, if you had to define it, it was in the category of Tzoris that are Chevle Moshiach. Says the Ramchal, that's why, what happened right after the Gzeir of Haman? The Yidden built the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it wasn't the ultimate Geula, but there was some pekida, right? The Yidden built the second Beis HaMikdash because the Tzara was Chevle Moshiach and it ushered in on some level, some form of a Geula. The Ramchal says, this will repeat itself again, La'asad Lava. That on some level, there's going to be a Tzara, there's going to be a Chevle Moshiach, and that Chevle Moshiach is going to usher in the ultimate Geula. He said, V'soyidzeh, listen to this line, Maimed Aleyem Melech Shegzeiroys of Koshoys Kahaman. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin on the base, but the Gemara talks about how's Moshiach going to come. So if it's a Darsha Kulei Zakei, I understand, but what's going to be if we're Kulei Chayiv? What's going to be if we don't deserve it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Melech Shegzeiroys of Koshoys Kahaman, and it's going to lead the Yidden to do tshuva. And through the tshuva that we're going to do, the ultimate Geula is going to come. Haman was a Persian. He was from Paras. That's where he was. He's from Shushan Abira. This is his Indian, right? He's Paras Umadai. And the oimik is that Haman Gufa was Chevle Moshiach. And his tzara, the threat of having this person yelling and screaming death to the Jews, that inyan was an inyan of Chevle Moshiach. And through the tshuva that the Yidden did, through the Hadir Kiblu B'meach HaShverosh, through the Kimu Mashekiblu Kvar, it was V'nahapachul HaYehudim, and really it went from being a Gzeir of Lahashmed Laharigu La'abed to all of a sudden now, all of a sudden there's a Zman of Geula, and all of a sudden there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. This will repeat itself. HaKadosh Baruch will be Maimed Aleyem Melech Shegzeiroysov Koshoys Kahaman. He's going to be a king whose Gzeiros are going to be Koshoys Kahaman, who at the very least is going to be screaming. He's going to be screaming death to the Jews. And Nazach Nishtok, This is a tzar gedoyl la Yehudim. From this point, and we think about it for a second, this is it's not a pasha tzach. And the bottom line is, you have a melech from Paras. Shekzeirois of kashayis kahaman. The words of Chazal. And this is for sure, without a question, on some level. The Chafetz Chaim said 100 years ago was Chavli Mashiach. He said 100 years ago we were ikvus of the Mashiach. If 100 years ago was ikvus of the Mashiach, this is ikvus of ben benoishal ikvus of the Mashiach. You know, the truth is, I just had a little bit of a hergish. The perik starts right. Klal Yisrael today just started. Lefnei Eideyem shall over the Kechavim Shloish Yom. What does Lefnei Eideyem mean? Lefnei Eideyem, mandatami Eideyem with an Aleph loy mishtabish, umandatami Eideyem with an Ayin loy mishtabish. What does Eideyem with an Aleph mean? Ki karav yoim Eidam. The day of the destruction of the Avodah Zarah, the destruction of the Klippas, that day is going to come. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The beginning of the pasuk is Li Nakam Veshilem Le'ez Tamud Raglam Ki Karav Yoim Edam V'Chash Asida Islamai Li Nakam Veshilem. I think the world has had the schos on some level to see somewhat in a comma of people that have wanted Lahashmid Laharig Labidus Ayyuhudim for so many years. It's being done literally in a public setting. And we're mamash seeing the lean nakoim v'shilem. The lean nakoim v'shilem. And maybe this is a little bit of a mishnah. It's a little bit of a mishnah that we see what could be. But at the end of the day, we know that the only way the Geula is going to come is if we learn Torah. The Goyen, right there in Perek Yud Aleph, when he talks about in Evan Shlomo, he says, Ein Yisrael Nogal Nigalim Elabish Velatay. At the end of the day, the Goyen used to always say this. But I've learned in Torah, we always say over the Gemara, Bava Basra Davches, Itani Kulam Ata Akatzen, and the Kozhuk Lava Goyen Hashem Yim Kam Damoy, he was killed by Azal Chana mention, Yimach Shemam Vezichron, where the Kozhuk Lava used to always say all his letters, all his drushes, he would always say, Itanu Kulam Ata Akatzen, that it means if Klal Yisrael is going to learn Tzizamen, Be'achtos, and they're going to learn Tzizamen, Ke'ish Echa Be'leit Echa, that's the Kulam, and they're going to finish Shas, and he used to say it about Mishnah Yomi as well, but Itanu Kulam Ata Akatzen, that's what's going to bring the Geula. Feels like if we want this to be this time, this could be the time. We're starting a perek that talks about Eideyem Shalev de Kechavam. We're reading the pasuk of Kikarav Yoim Eidam. We're witnessing a little bit to Lee Nakam Vashilem. I think, really, Ein Adover Talui Elabanu, the schus of Klai Yisrael starting a new Masechta today. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden beginning Masechta Avodah Zarah, saying these words of Kikarav Yoim Eidam, Kamu Gedoilam Divrei Chachamim. It should be a Simana Milsi, not just a Simana Milsi. Oh, we have Paras in the end of days on that base of the base. That's good. But I think Kikarav Yoim Eidam is much better. I think Li Nakam Veshilem, that's the punchline. We should be Zoicha to the Li Nakam Veshilem, Le'ez Tamut Raglam, Kikarav Yoim Eidam, and here be Amen. Amen.